On this day in 1980, Bob Seger's Against the Wind album, Certified Gold, just 2 months after it was released.
Time for Bocozy's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock. Powered by Joe the Plumber. For fast, friendly, reliable plumbing service, visit calljoetheplumber.com.
Against the Wind, it was Bob Seger's only number one album, and the first single was Fire Lake. Told a little bit of a story. The song made it to number six on the Billboard Hot 100, and here's Bob Seger on that story.
There's some cool lines in that about risk-taking and everything, and about freedom versus commitment. Like, who wants to spread the news about Uncle Joe? You remember Uncle Joe? He was the one afraid to cut the cake. In other words, afraid to get married. Who's going to tell poor Aunt Sarah Joe's run off to Fire Lake? That whole idea of Jack Nicholson in Five Easy Pieces, you know, leaving his wallet in the car and pretending to go to the John and jumping on a truck and disappearing. We used to call that in the band going for a newspaper.
On this day in 1981, Van Halen released Fair Warning. Not their most well-received album. A lot harder than the rest. Hit-wise, not so much. So This Is Love was a song up on it, but it could have been a hit. It made it to 110 on the Billboard Hot 100, so it missed the Hot 100. Written by all four members, David Lee Roth goes to explain So This Is Love.
Well, love is a collect call. And just remember, when someone says I love you, that's actually a question. And with that firmly in mind, a lot of us arrive at some point in a relationship going, so this is love.
David Lee Roth thinks David Lee Roth is very funny.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale. Connecticut's classic rock. Powered by Joe the Plumber. For fast, friendly, reliable plumbing service, visit calljoetheplumber.com.